The State Health Department set up an emergency operations center today to respond to the threat of the swine flu outbreak. There are no confirmed cases yet in Alaska, but 64 people have fallen ill in the United States. The new emergency center is in a room at the Public Health Lab in Anchorage. Long tables hold rows of computers and phones where state workers gather new information on the disease and answer questions from various agencies and healthcare providers. Jim Mackin is directing the operation. He says the state is hoping for the best while preparing for the worst.
We're very concerned, as everybody should be. Not alarmed, not scared. Be prepared, not scared. We've been saying that for years for pandemic influenza. And yeah, I mean, this is, we're expecting this to last some time. It's likely that it will. It's shown no signs of slowing down. In fact, it continues to spread. We're feeling very blessed, knock on wood, that in the United States anyway, all of the cases so far, except for one hospitalization, have been very mild.
Mackin says one of the biggest concerns he's hearing from healthcare providers in the state is how they can identify swine flu. He says doctors can call the state epidemiology hotline for a consultation on any suspected cases. Providers are also wondering how to get the antiviral medication that has been effective in treating the illness. Right now, the state has about 100,000 courses of treatment. Mackin says it's mostly in the state's hubs, but officials are ready to get it to other communities quickly if necessary.
If we're keeping all of the drug here in Anchorage and somebody's sick in Ikagik, it may not always be easy to get it from Anchorage to Ikagik. So try to stay ahead of the problem by staying one step ahead of the disease, if you will. If it's in the lower 48, it's not here yet, we want it in our hubs. Once it's in Alaska and we know it's here, get it out into the villages before it shows up out there. That way, you've got the best chance of getting it to the individual prior to symptoms taking over and the individual becoming very ill.
Mackin says the state has done a lot of work over the past few years preparing for this type of outbreak.